sorry, that's the way Robbie Joey Grunfeld.
Go. I'm sorry, the traffic was just misjudged. Okay. I don't know if I've told, I never know what I've told you before when it happened. Doesn't matter. I started my yeshiva career about 100 years ago in Manchester Yeshiva. And I was a raw Hasmonean boy. And it's hard for me to describe the contrast between the Hasmonean and then being thrust into Manchester Yeshiva. And I remember my first Yom Noroim, especially Yom Kippur, the Manchester Yeshiva Zeichus Livrocha, and of course the Herschel Zeichus Livrocha. It was quite a combination. And it came to our, you know, it came to Neila time, and I was getting quite hungry. And it came to Neila, and they started Ashrei, and they got to Kaddish. Raw, an absolute raw. And as Neila progressed, the raw got louder and louder. And, you know, I was totally overwhelmed by it all. And then, you know, it came to the Seamus, and, you know, the Master Rashid was like a malach. And it came to, you know, Seamus, and it was just electric. The atmosphere was absolutely electric, and it was very overwhelming. And then, you know, calmed down for Mariv, and was getting quite peckish. And I finished Mariv, and all of a sudden, I didn't know what was going on, the whole Oilom, including the Rosh Hashiva's Ekzal Broch and all the Magidishia, went down to the dining room and started dancing. They started dancing with a rakidu, and the Master Rashi was in the middle, and they could tell you, they were dancing with that. I thought, they're mad. Yeah, I'm starving hungry, and everybody's dancing. You know, that's not where I came from, if you know what I mean. The contrast was just absolute. It was I couldn't understand. Where does that superhuman effort, nobody was hungry, where does that come from? Where does that inner koichas hanefesh come from? Where you've been fasting and davening a whole day for 24 hours, and you go down and you don't need to eat, and you're dancing. I couldn't get over it. You know, after a year or two, Baruch Hashem, I got into it. I'll tell you another story which I filed. I was suddenly spoiled by it. I found it. There was it was set over by somebody called the Rav Shlomo Freifeld, who was the Rosh Yeshiva, I think, Shai Yashov in Far Rockaway. He describes a woman. He met a woman when she was 95 years old. He knew her for 10 years more until her death. A frail ethereal woman dressed completely in white. She would come to shul on Yom Kippur clutching her large kov mechasidah and a matzah. She would stand on her feet all day with her eyes glued to the matzah and her lips uttering its text, and she fasted all day. An entire Yom Kippur on her feet, and she did this until she was 105 years old. Where does one get this superhuman koichus from? So, I think we need to understand the concept of tshuva, both sort of philosophically and halachically. So I once heard or saw Shema Godel Echol. He said the word tshuva comes from the word going round. He quoted a pasuk, "Vayhi l'tshuva sashana," talking about Shmuel. Shmuel used to go out to judge the people. "Vayhi l'tshuva sashana," at the turn of the year. That means that there was a complete year, and it turned again. Tshuvas Hashana. And he said, "Utshuvosai horamosa kisham besai." when he went out of the house to judge the people, right from the very beginning, the plan was to come back to where he lived, Kishon Beisai. So tshuva is a circular motion. And you know, when you start off in a circle, let's say on the top of the circle, and you move down around the circle, you seem to be going further and further and further away from where you started. But actually, if you keep on the circumference of the surface, it will take you back to where you started. So tshuva is a circular motion. The secret of tshuva is that a yid can't leave his ancestral roots. Deep, deep down, he wants to return. However far he strayed, even from this Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur, he's on the circumference, and he wants to return to where he belongs. Klal Yisrael, all our Chazal say that all our neshamas were there by Har Sinai. Ki ish echad, v'lev echad. We all heard Anoich Hashem Elokecha. All the neshamas were there. And Torah says, "Beficho uvevavcho la'aseicha." Ki ish echad, v'lev echad. Again, I think I've told you this before. Doesn't matter. It's a good time for Chazara. I think it was B'Shem Rav Moshe Shapira Zecher Tzad Libracha. He asked why the Lucha is a heart shaped. We have, not meant to be, but the tradition is that the luchos on the Aron HaKodesh are heart shaped. Where does it come from? Where's this tradition come from? So he said that there's a difference between writing on parchment and engraving on stone. When you write on parchment, you write with ink. Ink is a separate entity from the parchment. So the ink can fade. And when it fades, that entity is gone, so you can't read it anymore. When you engrave something onto stone, so the engraving is part, it's etched, it's part of the stone. So if it's part of the stone, you're right, it can, the holes, the grooves, can be filled up with dust and mud, and until it covers the whole surface, you see nothing. You can't see the letters anymore. But intrinsically it's still there. It can never fade. It can be covered over, but you can always dig deep and find the letters again. That's the difference between parchment and writing and stone and engraving. And he said, engraved on every yid's heart, in the luach liboy of every yid's heart, is engraved, tshuvosai horoma, is he wants to get back. He wants to get back to his source. He knows in the innermost part of his heart that he belongs to Klal Yisrael. He was there. He can't verbalize it. He's not conscious of it. But subconsciously, he was there at Sinai. And he wants to get back to his roots. It comes Yom Kippur. It's ingrained in every Jew. We call that the Pintel Yid. The Pintel Yid, deep down, he knows what's true. So that's intrinsically and philosophically. But halachically, there's also something very interesting. The halacha is that vidui, one of the mitzvahs hayom is vidui. Tshuva is Kabbalah. Charot ala ova, Kabbalah, and vidui. And the halacha is that vidui has to be done bepeh. You're not yotze vidui in your heart. Here's the lashon of the Rambam. Visvadu eschatosam asher osu, ze vidui dvorim. This is vidui dvorim. You can't be yotze your din of vidui with thoughts. Now why not? I'm misvadet Rabbi Yishan, Mamashabbos. What do I need this vidui bepeh? Why is that so intrinsically part of the Hilchos Yom HaKippurim? And
I have an uncle, I've quoted him before, Ramesha Eisenman Zolle Gesund Stark, and he's 95 today, he's not with it. He's a Refush Lema, but he's a genius of a mind. He explained the following. Yecheskel calls the Yetzer Hara the Lev for Evan. We have a Lev for Evan, a stone, a heart of stone. Vahasi Roisi, says Yecheskel, the Rabbeinu Shloilem, in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, Vahasi Roisi Lev for Evan. So what happens is, when you have a Lev for Evan, you block out what you really are. It's blocked out, and you can't penetrate. It desensitizes. Nothing penetrates. And that Lev for Evan needs smashing. If you want to get to your essence, because that's what the Yid is, the Prince of the Yid, his essence is, he wants to get back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you want to get to your essence, then you've got to dig deep. You've got to smash the Lev for Evan. And my uncle said, he was quite a grammarian, he said the word vidui comes from the word, the root is yud dalet hei, yadeh, which means to cast down. He said, quote, he quoted a pasuk in Echo. Yirmiyah says, sonsu baboy chayoi va yadu even be. They cut off my life in a pit and threw down stones. Va yadu even be. They threw down stones. So vidui is an expression of casting down. It's a kind of abnegation of yourself. It's interesting to note that there's a common denominator in this root between vidui, confession. Lahoidas means to thank. It's also a lashon of vidui. And to praise is lahoidas as well. So you've got praise, thanks, and confession all in one root. So my uncle said they're all expressions of casting down. When you say thank you to somebody, what you're doing is you're abnegating yourself because you want to say thank you. He did something for you which you weren't able to do. So you say thank you. That you're casting yourself down. When you confess, you cast yourself down to Rabbi Nishlam. You're nothing. That's what video is. Mo'onu, mo'chayenu. So you cast yourself down. When you give somebody praise, at that moment, you're lifting him up. You're giving that person praise. There's something there which you see in him which you don't have at the moment. That's why you're praising him. So again, it's all a common denominator of Yadu M and B. I thank you for favors dispensed. And lehis vadois, that's the verb. Lehis vadois is reflexive. Lehis vadois means to confess. As in reflexive, it's the strongest possible lotion, reflexive. What vidu is, that's what my uncle called it. I loved it, so I'll put it down. It's a wrenching dislocation. You have to dislocate. You've got a heart of stone. You've done Averis throughout the year. You want to get back. You've got to smash it. So it's a wrenching, vidui is a wrenching dislocation of what you are at present, and you're trying to dig deep into the Lev for Evan. Omer Rabbi Alexander, Botzer de Matzle, after damning, Rabbi Alexander was saying, Ribbono Olamim, Golev Yodoh Lefanecho, Sheretzoneinu La'asas Ritzonecho, we want to do your will. Omi Ma'akiv, Sa'oyer Shebe'iso, the Shivat Golius, Sa'oyer Shebe'iso is temptation, the Yetzirah, and Golus, the Lever Evan, stops us. You know, we do an Avera, it's terrible the first time. Second time, given Shoshana Nas is like a heter. So the second time is already easier, the third time is easier. And so slowly but surely the labor Evan grows and you block out your tshuva abilities because you're blocked out by the temptation. My uncle said, we say, Nach baso drochenu nach koyo, Nach baso drochenu. It's like chippos, it's like you're looking for chomet, you know? When you search for chomet, yeah, you go into every nook and cranny. We've got to dig deep in order to extract who we really are. And that's already from the temptation, the Yetzer Hara. Rabbi Alexander said also, Shibbet Golias. Shibbet Golias is foreign culture. An avalanche of foreign culture which hits us all the time, and that stops us coming back to our roots. On Yom Kippur, what happens is we face ourselves and peel away all those layers to find our true selves, to dig and get into our essence, whom we really are. And that needs focus, it needs lips. It's no good in Machshava. You've got to get it out. And it needs thumping, if you don't mind my saying so. It's all external actions. But you need to get through. And Yom Kippur is the day when we do everything we can, action-wise, to smash that lever of heaven. It's no good in Machshavas. Machshavas won't do it. Over and over again. Vidui, over and over again. 10 times. Words. Bang. I want to get to my essence, who I really am. In one way, it's fasting. I think I saw something, Rav Sansa Rafael Hirsch, Sefer Brachot, says that what is fasting? We are reducing our physical selves. That's what we're doing. We're taking our physicality and reducing it by not eating it. We're reducing our physicality. We're again getting down, ding, peeling and peeling and peeling away to get into our essence. Our essence is spirituality. That's our neshama. That's who we are. We need to dig and peel away. So we fast. And it's captured beautifully by Rabbi Akiva. Omar Rabbi Akiva. Ashreichem Yisroel. לפני מי אתם מתארים, ומי מתאר אסכם, אביך יושב בשמיים, שנאמר, וזרקתי עליכם מים טהרים, וטהרתם וטהרתם. ואומר, מקווה ישראל השם, מעמיק ומטהר הטמאים, אך הקדוש ברוך הוא מטהר את ישראל. What's this imagery of a mikveh? So again, I once heard from my good colleague of Todras Miller, so the Gunstein is a Talmud Ramesh Shapiro. I had to quote a lot of Ramesh Shapiro. He said, wonderful. He said, what's this imagery of a mikveh? He says, a mikveh is filled with water. When you go under and you dip underwater, you go into a place of non-existence. You cannot exist underwater. So what you're doing is you are dipping yourself and bringing yourself to come to a place of non-existence. And he said, very interesting, mayim, what does the word mayim mean? Water. It's a plural of ma. Mayim is a lot of ma. It's a lot of what. Very interesting. In English, what and water have the same roots. Ma and mayim. Vas and vasa. Amazing. Qua and aqua. Mayim is a lot of what? Why is it a lot of what? Because mayim is the prototype of all liquids. And it flows. It flows. It's called, I think it's sura b'lechaima. It's matter, but it's got no form. Because it can flow. It just flows on and on. And actually, if you put a mayim in a square jug, the mayim would be square. If you put it in a round jug, the mayim would be round. It has no form of its own. It becomes a form, whatever you make it come. But it flows on and on. It's a lot of ma. What is it? You can't tell. So what we do is we dip. We go into a place of non-existence. A lot of ma, of nothingness. With no form. Deformed man, as it were, goes into his preformed state. And when we emerge, it's like a rebirth. I've turned full circle and am returning to my original state. That's the concept of mikveh, Erev Yom Kippur. We tire ourselves. We go into place of non-existence and come out and emerge. as a Baal Teshuva. Full circle. And that's Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yaakov Emden used to say, well, we should arouse ourselves to tears. In Ne'ilah, symbolic, liquid state of water. More onu, mechayeinu. What's happened to us? That's not our essence. We're digging and we're digging and we're digging until we come deep down and we come full circle. And full circle means that we smash the level heaven without pet, without thumping. We smash the level heaven and we turn to our roots. The Rabbeinu Yonah says, Midarchei Tshuva, Mashana Shmoy, Kloy Ma'ani Acher. It's not me. Any Oseish should also Oseh Masim. It's not me. It's not the real me. What I did during the year is not the real me. It's the Shibbet Golis. And it's the Yetzer Hara. But it's not me. It's not my essence. What a day. The Pasuk, Chazal say on the Pasuk, Yomim Yutzoru Loi Echad Mehem. HaKadosh Baruch created days, and V'loi, to him, belongs one day. That's Yom Kippur. From Yom Kippur, the Satan can't get us. He can't get us. Because we're immersed, we're in a mikveh. We're in a mikveh, we strip ourselves to the point where the Satan can't enter. That's the day of Yom Kippur. It's enormous. It's a Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov. Rabbeinu Yonah says that we're really mechuyev to eat a Yom Tov meal. So we yotze a Yom Tov meal on Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. That is the substitute to the meal which we should be eating on Yom Kippur because it's a Yom Tov. There's no day in the year which compares to it. Because we can dig down to our true essence. And that's how my first year was experienced as it was. You can dance. You can dance on Motzi Yom Kippur, you're not hungry. You've just been on such an elevated plane for the whole, especially under the Rosh Yeshiva, Zeich Zevroch, and Reb Heschel's davening. And I, the first time I couldn't get over it, I was overwhelmed. But I soon got into it. You can dance. You don't need to eat. You've broken out of your physicality. You've dug deep down and you've found your essence. You know what they say? On Tisha B'Av, where can essen? On Yom Kippur, where darf essen? Who needs food? It's 9:45. I have to stop. I just end with a wonderful concept which I heard years and years ago from Isaac Bernstein, Zeicher Tzaddik Livracha. He asked such a good question. He asked, he says, we say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leilam Ved loud, because we like Malachim. When do we do this? We do this from the moment Yom Kippur comes in. And when Yom Kippur goes out, then we say it quietly again. He says, should be fakert. You've heard this before?
Yeah.
He said, it should be fakert. You come into Yom Kippur, you're bloated. You're not really like Malachim. You know what I mean? You're had a marvellous meal, and you shout, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leilam Ved, and you're starving, hungry, Nila time, and it comes to Maariv, you've been past the whole time, and then you can't say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Leilam Ved. So he said, it's not the location, it's the direction with which you're going. It's not the location. It's the direction. When you come into Yom Kippur, you might be full, but your direction is 24 hours. I'm into it. I'm going to find my true essence. The danger is that when you come to Maariv on Motzi Yom Kippur, that's the danger. Yeah, the direction would be you fall back in. That's very dangerous. So then you can't say Bo Sheikh Vamachzor. But that is a little bit stupid to what I said, because here we are dancing our head off. But we must make sure that that elevated status we can try and carry through the year as much as we can. But there is no day in the year like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur stands a day on its own. Yomim Yusuru V'loy Echad of the Sotten Kamt Yadin. Wish you all a Gemar, Chassim, and Toivah.
Oh, thanks. Go ahead. It's slightly different
Slightly different version.
After you've done
Teshuvah,
you're
the last one. That's right.
It's
slightly different.
It's
really
thinking about the herrings and the fish balls and the spoons.